Maria in Sarasota, Florida. Maria, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Fine, thank you. What are your thoughts?
Well, one of the things that hits me is the fact that you mentioned earlier about smoke and mirrors. Now, you know, part of me, I didn't vote for Obama, but part of me feels like, first of all, he's only been in the administration for 11 months, and it took longer to put us in the predicament that we are in now. So I think he's been an unfair advantage in that respect, and he hasn't been given the true capacity or the cooperation to be able to do what it is that he's setting out to do.
Okay, Maria, let me ask you a question then. You say he hasn't been given a chance. Now, according to the term of office, he's been in there 25% of the time that would normally be allotted to a man in the presidency for a first term. That's one-fourth. He's been there a year already. Now, the issue we're talking about, when I said smoke and mirrors, I'm talking about, and whether it is Mr. Obama or I don't care who it is, it doesn't matter in my book, whether the Republicans or Democrats, if a president says one thing and does another, wouldn't you agree that there's a problem? If they say, we're going to do this and they don't do that?
It's always been.
No. Wait a minute now, Maria. Maria, take a breath. We're going to have some dialogue. Stay with us, Maria. Oh, I'm sorry, Maria. I do want to talk with you. But if you won't take a breath and we have dialogue, we won't be able to. And I'd be glad to have a little debate. But if somebody says something and then doesn't do it, or says something that isn't quite true, what do you call it? We'll be back.
There are three major events that changed history forever. They are creation, the fall, and the flood. These, combined with the promise of Christ, are all rooted in the book of Genesis. Yet many in the church are treating these...
And welcome back to Crosstalk. You know, I wish Maria had stayed on the line and we could have had dialogue. Which means we make a statement, then we take a breath and let somebody respond. And then make another statement, and then somebody else reacts. That's called interaction. But Maria just kept on going. In fact, three times I brought the control up, and she hadn't stopped yet. And in all fairness, we can agree and we can disagree. But there should be the opportunity, and I would have given Maria more time to share her views had she approached it not as ramming it through, but simply rationally discussing the issue. And so that's what I ask here at Crosstalk. If you have something you may disagree with me on, and you have the right to disagree if you want to, but don't just get on and filibuster because I happen to be the person that holds the control here. And we're not going to let you abuse the program just because you want to be rude. So let's keep it up and up. Let's have an opportunity to share, and we certainly will give you that chance.